Our next presentation will be by Kai Anderson, who's going to be talking about autism spectrum disorder and spending.
Thank you, and thank you everyone for making it out to the last session of the last day. It's very impressive. Autism spectrum disorders are also known as pervasive developmental disorders, or PDD. They fall along the spectrum, ranging from the less severe Asperger's disorder to the more severe autism disorder. The pervasive developmental disorders fall under the ICD-9 code 299. Remember this for later. So this covers a range from autistic disorder, childhood disintegrative disorder, other specified PDDs such as Asperger's, and the unspecified PDDs. Autism spectrum disorders are characterized by verbal and nonverbal communication issues, social interaction disturbances, and repetitive behaviors or singleized interests. The Public Health Training Network has identified some key early indicators. For example, by 12 months, the child does not babble or make meaningful gestures. By 16 months, the child may not speak one word. By 2 years, they may not be able to combine two words, respond to their names, smile, or seem to know how to play with their toys. And other indicators include losing language or social skills that they may have already acquired, even if they were developing at a normal or even above normal pace. They may have poor eye contact. They may excessively line up their toys or other objects. They may seem attached to one particular object, and at times they may seem hearing impaired. As you know from paying attention to the news, I'm sure, there's been an apparent increase in prevalence over time. Fonbon found in the 60s only 0.2 cases per 1,000, but this was actually before we had the diagnostic and awareness of autism. And it's also before we included the whole spectrum of ASDs in the definition. In the 90s, he found three cases per 1,000, and then in this decade, he found 6 cases per 1,000. David Mandel found in Pennsylvania Medicaid system in 94, 1.1 case per 1,000, and in 99, 2.8 cases per 1,000. So he shows an increase there. And a recent CDC study found an average of 6.6 across many states, and this is an average. Each state had a different number, and they ranged from less to more. And that was focused on ages 8 only. The United States Department of Education came up with this graph, which pretty much sums up what we've been talking about. Shows an exponential increase in detected cases as the definition has changed also, so it's skewed, but ranging starting in 91 and up till last year. Okay, so this all begs the question, why the increase? Is it a true autism epidemic? If so, is it a result of environmental causes, vaccine exposure, genetics? We really don't know. Is it due to increased awareness and detection? In other words, are more kids getting the help they need now than they were in the past? Or is it effect of a broadened scope of definition in 1987 with the DSM-3R, or actually in 94 we had the DSM-4 also, which broadened the scope even further. So the study issue is that increasing rates of ASD diagnosis coupled with increasing costs of care could have serious and long-term cost implications for Medicaid, which is currently the number one payer for those with ASDs. So our study objective in this preliminary investigation is to investigate the costs of autism spectrum disorders to the Medicaid program and to determine whether and the extent to which the costs are increasing over time. It's important to track costs of Medicaid over time because it allows proper planning by public health and education systems. This allows downstream planning for adults living with disabilities, which gets very little attention as compared to children. And it encourages scientists to continue their work on determining preventive strategies and effective treatments. We use the Medicaid analytic extract called MAX, which is produced and housed at the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, MACS includes all states plus Washington, D.C. We have calendar years 99 through 2004 available, and FYI, 2005 will be available by the end of the year. For every state year combination, we have 5 files. There's the person summary file, which includes eligibility information, demographics, and a summary of the other 4 files here. So the other 4 files are claim level files, which are prescription drug, inpatient, long-term care, and an other file, which includes outpatient and durable medical equipment. The good thing about MACS is that it is pretty comprehensive. It has all fee-for-service claims and eligibility information for all individuals in the U.S. with 1 or more Medicaid claims or eligibility, actually, too, in a given year. But like any data set, it has its weaknesses. MACS does not have complete information on enrollees in managed care plans, HMOs, prepaid plans, of the like. And also, it doesn't have any claims information that's non-Medicaid, such as private health insurance, the VA, other state and federal programs. But actually, we do have the Social Security number, and it can be linked easily to any other data set for analyses that require that. Therefore, MACS provides a complete picture of Medicaid fee-for-service utilization, but it can be an incomplete picture of total service utilization. What we did is we looked at total costs to Medicaid among fee-for-service Medicaid enrollees with a diagnosed ASD, and we compared those over a 6-year time frame from 99 to 2004. In our sample, we included anybody with 2 or more claims of a 299, which I showed you earlier. Any person with 2 or more claims beginning with 299 from any of the files that contain diagnostic information, and those include the inpatient, long-term care, and other file. Per member per month, or PMPM, figures show the average number of claims or expenditures per member per month adjusted for months of Medicaid enrollment. So what this means is that they account for the full gamut. They include everybody with full year or spotty year Medicaid enrollment, those that roll on and off the Medicaid rolls or just come on for a short time. The states included in this cost analysis were those that had less than 25% managed care in their state, and then we excluded any state with less than 50 cases of ASD in any of the study years. So what we found from a prior analysis, actually, looking at, this is before 2004 data was available, that the change in prevalence over 5 years in ASDs increased 87%, from roughly 50,000 to 90,000. And then when you take into account Medicaid growth changes itself, that prevalence change fell to 42%. So it was 1.17 per 1,000 Medicaid enrollees, increasing to 1.6 per 1,000 Medicaid enrollees. When looking at it by males and females, you can see that the males have a much higher prevalence than females, and that's typical for autism and ASDs. And we also saw, actually, which is interesting, that boys increased over the 5-year span at a faster rate than girls. And again, this is in the detection and treatment of ASDs. Now, when we look at per member per month Medicaid expenditures, we can see, for the most part, things gradually increase, but there's also some highly aberrant states, such as Arkansas is the most aberrant, which does this sort of almost bell curve type of thing. And West Virginia also falls precipitously between 2001 and 2002. So it's kind of all over the map, although for the most part you can see a little bit of an increase. This is summarizing the last slide. looking at a percent change in per member per month Medicaid expenditures between the 99 and 2004 years. You can see that most states have an increase, although there's a few, North Dakota, Alaska, Illinois, Massachusetts, Indiana, Arkansas, North Carolina, that actually seem to go down over the 6-year span. Looking at per member average claim amounts, so this is each member's average claim amount and taking the median of those across the sample. You can see again that Arkansas is all over the place and everyone else is down here. So what I did is removed Arkansas so we could take a closer look at the others. And you can see things, again, are pretty much all over the map, although you might detect like a slight increase, again, with like three of them sort of falling precipitously. But it looks like the majority of the states fall within the $50 to $200 per claim on average. And summing up the last slide, we have the percent change over the 6-year span. And again, and even more so, this looks like it's, you know, it's not an overwhelmingly consistent upward trend. So while the average claim amounts and monthly Medicaid expenditures for individuals diagnosed with ASDs are increasing in most states, sort of, the results are highly variable. So more work is required to determine the individual and state level reasons for the variability. For example, are states, do they differ in their access to care? Or their eligibility? We know they do, in fact. They differ widely in their access to care, the eligibility criteria required for Medicaid, their policies regarding the coverage of autistic behavioral therapy, which is getting actually a lot of attention in media currently, and also in their variations in autism-related waivers. So there's a lot of work to do, and this is considered preliminary research, and we now need to look into the whys. Thank you.